Today, a U.S. military judge in Baghdad refused to dismiss charges against an MP who's accused of abusing detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. Staff Sergeant Ivan Chip Frederick is one of three military police facing courts-martial. Meantime, Iraqi authorities are preparing to take over the prison system as the June 30th transfer of power approaches. NPR's Deborah Amos reports on one official who is expected to play a key role in running the prisons.
Even at Abu Ghraib, the 280-acre prison west of Baghdad, Iraqis are counting the days until June 30th, pinning hopes of getting out of jail on a sovereign Iraqi government. As prisoners haul heavy bags of ice in the prison yard under the direction of American soldiers, one man raises a question with a visitor.
Just one question. What's the role of the Iraqi government in releasing detainees?
The answer could come from Malik Dohan al-Hassan, Iraq's interim justice minister. A professor at law at the University of Baghdad, 84-year-old al-Hassan was elected head of Iraq's Bar Association a month after Saddam's government collapsed. At the Justice Ministry, the transfer of authority is expected this week. Al-Hassan has strong opinions about how U.S.-led forces can work with a sovereign Iraq.
So we will request help from them, but if they arrest someone, the Iraqi authorities have the right to investigate the case.
The Justice Ministry will take control over Iraq's prison system after the handover. The Justice Minister is well aware of a U.S. Army report that says hundreds of Iraqi prisoners were held for long periods despite lack of evidence that they posed a threat. Al-Hassan says this cannot happen again.
Maybe our procedures will be softer than the American procedures, more transparent.
He also wants to change the U.S. procedure for hooding prisoners and using tight plastic cuffs during arrests, a recommendation he has made in meetings with U.S. Congress members who have come to Iraq.
If you want the Iraqis to be your friends, you have to stop this. If you want them to be against you, go ahead. I see no need to do these things, interrogate, and if he's innocent, just set him free.
Al-Hassan takes office under the shadow of the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal. One factor in a poll that shows confidence in U.S.-led forces has dropped to 10%. As the head of the Bar Association, Malik Dohan al-Hassan heard early rumors of prisoner abuse last year. He organized Iraqi lawyers to investigate. Last May, he submitted his findings to L. Paul Bremer, the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority.
I wrote that there were many human rights violations happening in the prisons. He gave us his approval to send judges to Abu Ghraib prison to investigate. But when the resistance started to increase, the connections were cut.
Which may be why the new justice minister answers forcefully when asked if American advisors will still be working at the Justice Ministry past the June 30th transfer of power.
No.
No.
Absolutely.
Nobody. They're all gone.
No.
He says he will leave the ministry, walk off the job, if Iraqis are denied access to prisoners in a sovereign Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.